Good afternoon with a look at closing markets on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart. Grain markets closed lower this afternoon. Livestock markets closed higher. Ag resource company Sam Bossi says it was a day of bearishness for the grains.
This time of the year, we're getting the harvest of old crop soybeans, corn, and soybeans. In the last several years, we've made our bottom in the market during the last week of August or opening days of September, and that's because of all the farmers that have to sell old corn or old soybeans that they held on to into this time frame. Those are being moved, and that along with some long liquidation in wheat kind of set the stage for the day. So a little bit of bounce on the U.S.-Mexico trade agreement, but that was not lasting, and we then sank into the close.
Livestock markets are bullish.
Hogs, of course, finished limit up today. That, of course, due to the Mexican-U.S. trade deal. Also, of course, the African swine fever gets lots of talk here in Chicago in terms of China's importance. And so combining both gave us a limit up session at hogs up $3. Cattle came along for the ride up about $2.60 in the October contract. Again, the cattle and feed report didn't give us really any surprises. And with packer margins now at record highs for the month of August, packers are hoped to be paying higher cash prices as we look for the next couple of weeks.
USDA in the process of explaining the details of the aid package for soybean farmers and all those other farmers impacted by the trade. Be sure to stay tuned to the Red River Farm Network for details. Crop progress report out at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Crop ratings expected to be steady to lower for corn and soybeans as the seasonal trade is lower as crops mature. And be sure to tune in. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The Red River Farm Network is having a Pioneer Crop Tour this week. This is the Red River Farm Network. At the close in the grain markets, September Minneapolis wheat down 16 at 556 and three quarters. September Chicago wheat down 15 and a half at 499 and a quarter. September Kansas City wheat down 17 and a half. September corn down 1 3/4 at 346 and three quarters. December corn down 1 1/4 at 361 and a half. September beans down 7 1/4 at 834 and three quarters. November beans down 7 at 848 and a quarter. In livestock markets, October live cattle up $2.60 at $109.30. November feeders up $3.60 at $150.57. October lean hogs up $3 at $54.77. This is the Red River Farm Network.